The Michigan legislature today is expected to pass what's known as right-to-work legislation. It would no longer allow contracts that require, as a condition of employment, union membership and the payment of dues. Yesterday, during a visit to the Daimler Detroit diesel plant in Redford, Michigan, President Obama weighed in.
These so-called right-to-work laws, they don't have to do with economics. They have everything to do with politics. What they're really talking about is giving you the right to work for less money.
This morning, demonstrators took up positions inside the state capitol building in Lansing to protest a vote on these laws. As NPR's Sonari Glinton reports, it's the latest salvo in a battle between labor and Republican governors across the industrial Midwest.
Michigan's Republican leadership watched closely the fights over labor rights going on across the Midwest, but it wasn't Ohio or Wisconsin that prompted them into action. Many leaders in the public and private sector looked to their neighbor to the immediate south. Jim Holcomb is with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
Our members tell us routinely that they are aggressively recruited to other states, most notably freedom-to-work states like Indiana.
Holcomb says his members have been worried about watching jobs go across the border to Indiana since that state became a right-to-work one.
Absolutely, there's an immediate nature to this, and the positive impact as soon as this bill goes into effect is now we're at least starting on equal footing with those other states, and we can sell all the benefits of Michigan.
Legislators and business leaders in smaller industries and in the western part of the state, away from the auto industry, have pushed the hardest for right to work. Chrysler, Ford, and General Motors have stayed out of the fight. Kristen Dietschick is with the Center for Automotive Research.
I don't think that they see, well, if this is right to work, then we're going to start investing more here. It's not that big of an issue for the Detroit Three that are already unionized.
It's a pretty big deal for the United Auto Workers and other unions in the state. The legislation covers both private and public sector workers, and today thousands of union members are converging on Lansing, the capital. Labor leaders were watching the battles in Wisconsin and Ohio, and that's why during the November election, they put a measure on the ballot that would have enshrined collective bargaining rights into the state's constitution.
Organized labor took that risk in putting the issue on the ballot that they would win. They did not win. They got clobbered.
Bill Ballinger publishes the newsletter Inside Michigan Politics.
Some would argue that they've kind of brought this on themselves because they emboldened the people in the legislature who were most eager to pass right to work. The Republicans felt, okay, this is it. The window is closing. Now is the time. If we don't do it now, we're probably never going to get this done.
Republicans in the state house will lose members in January, and they probably won't have the guaranteed votes to pass the legislation then. Ballinger says Republicans in Michigan have also learned another key lesson from their fellow Midwesterners.
One other thing the Republican legislature is doing right now is changing the recall statute language in the state to make it tougher to recall legislators.
Leaders of organized labor are vowing to fight not just today, in the future as well. But they acknowledge they may have to wait till 2014 for any resolution. That's when the entire legislature and the governor are up for re-election. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.